In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Thursday today, May the 30th. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We lead today with the economic reality that American consumers want what they want, and they want it right away. FedEx said today it is going to start delivering packages 7 days a week starting next year, all in service of our endless online shopping habits. In fact, the company says the average daily volume of small parcels being delivered in this economy, already a flood, as you know, is going to double by 2026. So, as Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports, it is only good business sense for FedEx to try to ride that wave.
FedEx already ramps up to a seven-day-a-week operation for peak holiday time, but in 2020, instead of cutting back, it'll just keep going, says the company's chief operating officer, Raj Subramaniam.
Coming out of this peak, you know, coming in January, we will just offer it year-round. This operation itself is not new to us because we've done that before.
And so the company already has what it needs to meet peak demand, says logistics expert Chris Hess at Kenco.
They bought trucks, they have airlift capacity, they have delivery centers that are able to run at the peak capacity.
He says off-peak, FedEx probably only uses 50% of that capacity, but the market for expanded services is growing. Around 50 million parcels are delivered every day in the US, according to FedEx. It expects that to double in the next 7 years, and most of it's from our online shopping. Jen Giuliano at USC says Amazon is driving expectations there.
They are competing on delivery time, free delivery and delivery time. So what you're seeing is ever shorter delivery promises.
Last month, Amazon said it was going to move to a one-day shipping guarantee for Prime members. Gordon Glazer, consultant at Shipware, says it's creating a new normal.
All the shippers and e-commerce companies are going to have to adapt to the new realities of 7-day-a-week delivery and one-day turnaround expectations for e-commerce.
FedEx says it's also making its operations more efficient and less reliant on the U.S. Postal Service, and better able to handle oversized items like couches and car parts, which are now 10% of its deliveries. Because really, there's nothing you can't buy online. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.